The Woodman in the Morning on K104.
If you don't know, Peanut the Squirrel and Fred, a rescued raccoon, are huge on social media. Mark Longo of New York is their owner. He would post videos of his pet squirrel and raccoon. You know, all these videos on, you know, TikTok and Instagram, everything.
I've recently heard about this squirrel and this raccoon.
Well, guess what happened?
And I can't believe what I'm reading this morning.
His door got knocked down, and they came in, the DEC, and the popo came rolling through and took Mark's pet squirrel and his raccoon, then euthanized it.
Oh, why'd they have to euthanize it?
Because they needed to test it for rabies after someone was reportedly bitten by the squirrel. What? What?
Something doesn't add up here.
You're going to break down a dude's door to take his pet squirrel?
It was
and
like
his
a
pet raccoon.
It was like an
who are happy and joyful on social media.
It was like an environmental police raid.
Dude, what?
Freeze!
What the hell is going
on? Hand over
on?
The squirrel now!
It's a freaking little squirrel.
They break down the door. They're like, "Freeze! Where's the raccoon? We know he's in here. Come out with your hands up, raccoon."
Here you go. Take a listen.
Peanut was the best thing that ever happened to us.
You need that many officers to show up to my house to literally pull my closets apart. We were ready to comply. We were ready to get the paperwork. We were in the process of doing that. We needed a little bit of guidance from the DEC.
To take Peanut away from my family is not only, you know, heart-wrenching, but then you take it away from the organization that solely gets its funding from social media that requires Peanut to get that funding.
Yeah, I don't like this whole story, and I understand. I don't want the, you know.
Listen, you shouldn't have wild
animals. You're not supposed to have. You're not supposed to have an animal that's a wild animal,
but
or a pet.
But
as well.
But, I mean, I can understand the raccoon one. I mean, a raccoon is pretty can get pretty big, but a little squirrel.
Well, they're saying it might have had rabies. That's
come on.
I don't know.
The Woodman in the Morning on K104.